When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. It's always good to go on a charm offensive before you meet your host, and Boris Johnson was doing exactly that on NBC's Today morning show ahead of his meeting with Joe Biden.
What I will say about Joe Biden dealing with the new American president, yes, it is a breath of fresh air in the sense that there are some things on which we can really, really work together.
Relations between the two men haven't always been sweet. Biden was said to have distrusted the UK Prime Minister because of his apparently warm relationship with Donald Trump. There was also the issue of Mr. Johnson writing a newspaper column about Barack Obama removing a bust of Winston Churchill from the Oval Office. Trump put it back. Biden's removed it again. But when they met in Cornwall for the G7, the two leaders appeared to get on rather well.
Thrilled to meet your wife. I told the Prime Minister we have something in common. We both married way above our station.
Okay, I'm not going to dissent from that one. I'm not going to disagree with the president on that, or indeed on anything else.
Now they're meeting in the White House with a chain of positive announcements in the run-up. But what Boris Johnson really wants is a US-UK post-Brexit trade deal, and even he admits it won't happen yet. So why? I'm joined now by Julie Norman from UCL Centre on US Politics. Julie, starting with the two men themselves, how are they getting on at the moment? Are differences still there, or have they been working together?
Well, they have been working together. And I think going into the Cornwall summit earlier this summer, there was some trepidation as to whether these two individuals would get along. And in fact, they appeared by all accounts to get on quite splendidly and have continued to have a pretty strong rapport, even though the US and the UK policy-wise have differed on some items over the summer, you know, Afghanistan most obviously. But the two seem to have a warm relationship. I like the anecdote that Biden brought a bike over for Boris Johnson when he came as a gift, because he knows Johnson likes to bike. And so this bicycle gift, I think, won over Johnson very well. But you could see a real rapport between the two men. And you know, they've obviously spoken on the phone between now and then, and this face to face meeting at the White House is significant, and significant that Biden wanted to host Johnson there.
I'd expect that the British Prime Minister would have been hoping to come away from this with a trade deal. He himself has even admitted that's unlikely to happen, saying that Joe Biden has lots of fish to fry. What are those fish, Julie? How busy is the president domestically?
Yeah, well, he certainly does have a lot of fish to fry, as we would say. So we've known since Biden first came into office that the US-UK trade deal would probably not be his top priority as much as it, you know, would like to be for Boris Johnson. And for Biden right now, coming into office, his first priority was COVID, trying to turn the page on that. While there's been a lot of progress, the US is still struggling to get all the variants and everything under control. But right now, Biden is really focusing on his domestic agenda. And this period right now, these last 2 weeks of September, is particularly crucial for that. Democrats are trying to get two very big pieces of legislation passed, a bipartisan infrastructure bill, and even more importantly for Biden, a $3.5 trillion, they call it reconciliation bill, that would cover many different aspects of social and economic policies in the United States. So he's really focusing on those two things right now, as well as trying to raise the debt ceiling, avoid a government shutdown. So if you ask, like, if Johnson was coming at a busy time for Biden, yes, indeed he is. It's probably one of the most flurious points of the congressional calendar right now, and Biden having to weigh in on a lot of those things.
So do you think this is just a case of Joe Biden's in-tray is just too large for him to think about this right now, rather than any kind of block or any kind of controversies in any kind of trade deal themselves?
Well, it's a mix of things. I mean, we should remember that there were several rounds of negotiations around the trade deal under Trump as well. And so those have continued between counterparts to still be discussed. But there are just still, you know, a number of issues that are going to need to be shaken out there. A lot in terms of certain certain goods that the UK wants certain kinds of assurances from the US and whatnot. So we're probably at least a year away from any kind of meaningful trade deal coming through.
We are getting some agreements coming through, though. We had the US and the travel agreements that came across this week. So there is progress being made between the two countries.
Oh, absolutely. In terms of, you know, one of the main priority items for Johnson going into this week was to open travel again for vaccinated travelers, to release the travel ban to the US. And Biden announced that yesterday, that by later in the fall that would happen. So that was a good move. For Johnson going into this meeting, there's going to be a lot of focus on climate. The UK obviously hosting COP26 in just 6 weeks. Johnson really trying to position the UK as a leader on this issue, and wants Biden there as well in terms of the US's commitment to climate change, but also in working together to try and get other countries to come on board with lowering greenhouse gas emissions. So we can definitely see that on the table. And the other item that I'm sure the two will discuss today too is the new security pact between the US, UK, and Australia, termed somewhat awkwardly AUKUS, which has, to put it mildly, definitely ruffled some feathers in France. It kind of scuttled a deal that France had with Australia. But in terms of US-UK relations, this is very positive. The two in the past have certainly coordinated in terms of intelligence and other security matters, but to have this pact going into the Indo-Pacific at this time with trying to compete effectively with China is very significant.
And that's interesting because it comes off the back of the controversy over the US withdrawal from Afghanistan as well. So do you think this pact is a sign, a very noticeable sign, that the countries are joining up together? They're very much going the same way forward, putting those differences aside now.
Well, that's certainly how Biden wants to portray it. You know, for Afghanistan, the UK obviously disagreed with the Biden administration's handling of the withdrawal, and there were some frank discussions around that, especially around the timing of it. Right now, though, I think both of these men are pretty pragmatic about trying to look ahead. Boris Johnson is most likely going to push Biden a bit more on plans going forward for Afghanistan in terms of humanitarian relief, as well as just political engagement. But for Biden, he is really trying to, you know, position Afghanistan as the past, say we're turning the page from this period of the war on terror, Afghanistan, and really look ahead to where we want to see our foreign policy focus, you know, more again on China, on working with our allies to confront what we see as more pressing and timely threats. And so that's where they're going to be looking to shore up their own alliances militarily, economically, and otherwise towards the Asia Pacific.
And that's The Leader. Keep up to date with this story and more at standard.co.uk. Follow the live blog for breaking news. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.